from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show.
If y'all ready, give me a hell yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Mark Grody. All right, what's the Floose up to?
All right, the Floose might have been the most personable guy today.
Guys, have a good summer. I brought the staff, coaches, and their families, executives, and the head staff members over the house. We have a welcome back party every single year, and I think I counted 18 kids in the pool at one time.
I like this kind of party. I like this kind of party, baby.
Cannonball!
And yes, I did have a lifeguard. There was a lifeguard on duty, so it was good. But we had a good time, a lot of good food, and a lot of good fun, a lot of good laughs. So it was really cool.
I'd like to think about that all weekend.
Was at a pool party.
I can't get that story out of my mind. I don't know why.
Like all of the staff, the coaching staff, and everybody, and 18 kids of the coaches
yeah,
in the
lifeguard
pool at the same time, and a lifeguard on duty. I'm picturing the Sandlot. Picturing that scene from the Sandlot.
Little Wendy Peppercorn action.
Michael Squints Polidorus walked a little taller that day, and we had to tip our hats to him. We got banned from the pool forever that day.
And what a host, the Floose!
The Floose.
I hope those kids had a healthy respect for the water.
They need to. They need to.
Speaking of swimming pools, my brother has an above-ground swimming pool. As if you didn't think I was white trash already. But I love those above-ground pools. It always looks like the owner couldn't make the commitment.
You know, I like to swim, but I also want to destroy the value of my house. I need something to go in between the abandoned car and the refrigerator without a door.
One, two, three,
and here we go, Tim. Here we go. Here we go, Tim. Here we go, Tony.
The Parkins and Spiegel Show. Afternoons from 2 to 6 on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
Hi, Matt.
Hello, Danny.
How
adult,
are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah?
Adult Danny.
Adult Danny.
I'm all right.
You're an adult Matt.
I am an adult Matt. I'm not a Matty, although Ron Coomer calls me Matty, and he can call me whatever the hell he wants.
You can call me anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we were a baseball duo over the weekend without ever speaking to each other or seeing each other.
Yeah, well, we saw each other Friday.
Well, that's because we work together.
That's true.
Fridays.
That's true.
Yeah, Monday through Friday, we kind of are contractually obligated to speak.
Mm-hmm. That's my favorite time to talk to you.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I'm making this call out of obligation.
They got to pay us more for overtime, Parkinson Speaks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we've texted and talked every once in a while.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I know. I'm just saying.
You've been to at least one of my weddings.
Yeah, that's true.
Gave me a great gift.
I'm in the Hall of Fame. I'm batting 333. Put him in the Hall of Fame. Put him in the Hall. Thank you.
That's exactly right. I've been to your house and your former house.
That's true.
I mean, we've got a thing.
No, of course we do. Of course we do. I'm just saying, like, you were there Saturday getting the vibes of the crowd.
Oh, they were not good.
I was there getting the vibes Sunday.
How were those vibes?
Well, you know, the game was exciting. I've always wanted to attend a no-hitter. So I'm talking about the no-hitter in the fourth. Well, you know, Shoto's got a no-hitter going.
Mm.
Pitch count slow. Pitch count slow. So I was having a great time with Nephew Jack.
Yeah, I mean, it's good.
It was really irrespective of what happened Friday and Saturday.
Yeah.
It really didn't matter that they had lost because it was about being there with the nephew and the weather and the whole thing. Because I told you, I don't think this team's really going to, accomplish anything.
Well, I was sure of it after Saturday.
That was your moment?
I got broken, Danny. I broke. I fell apart. I'm done if there's a push in this Cubs team this week, if they sweep the Brewers.
Yeah, this is why I don't believe you.
I still don't think I get back in.
So if you're saying if they come out of the break 4-2 with a 4-game winning streak intact, beating the Brewers 3 straight,
right,
with us having the vibes that I know you're going to get romantic about tomorrow, doing the show from the field during batting practice, which you've never done before.
You know why? Because I like baseball. I like baseball a lot. I like the sport a lot. I don't really like this team right now. I don't believe in this team. I believe in the sport.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't believe in the team either, but I'm a little... What was it about Saturday specifically?
It was Friday too, and we had a short show, so we kind of processed it a little bit in the booth up there on Friday. But like with everything that's on the line coming out of the break, and it just how they had to play, it's not just the offense and how bad the offense is. It's just
that's a big part of it.
It's a big part of it.
Four runs in 3 games.
Yeah. And it's the sloppiness of everything else. The stuff on Friday, you know, Bush not scoring from second with 2 outs on that dribbler up the middle, Seiya getting deked by a catcher and throwing behind him so the team picks up an extra base while Justin Steele is pointing to second base. So it was that stuff. And then on Saturday, it was so lifeless in there, and the team looked lifeless, the manager looked lifeless, the players looked lifeless. The only guy who's really like bringing a ton of energy and presence is our friend Nico Horner, and we'll talk to him tomorrow. But like that Saturday night, man, they were handed 6 walks by Zach Gallen. They had 9 base runners through 5 innings and couldn't score. Kyle Hendricks was good again, right up until 2 pitches that sunk him in the fifth. But there was never like a moment in that game on Saturday night where you're like, I think they might come back. Like there just wasn't one. That whole thing just felt like quit. The crowd had a big pile of quit to them. Came in here yesterday morning, as Tanny said in the group thread, I was going through it on hit and run. Like I was struggling because it feels over.
Why are you laughing, Tanny?
Because it's like, you know, we're a 2-team town. That's how we promote the hit and run program. And I love that about hit and run when both teams are good.
Yeah.
But when they're not, it becomes a problem because every topic around each team is like, hey, are they going to trade this guy? How about they package this guy for that guy?
Uh-huh.
And so every conversational road that speaks loves these roads.
Yeah,
he loves to travel.
Big
on these
fan
roads,
of the roads,
but ultimately the destination is not good. And at least the speak saying, I don't like talking about this for both teams in town, which has been a while since we've had that.
I was in a ditch. I was constantly in a ditch. Every conversation that I had, every road ended up with me in a freaking ditch.
And I should have called in and talked Bears.
Oh, people wanted to. People wanted to.
How many teams in this town do we have right now? Is this a 2-team town, or if you add what like the entertainment value of the Cubs to the entertainment value of the White Sox, are we at like 3/4 of a team? Where are we at?
I'm tired of
better assemble them now because a week from now
it's going to be even worse.
I'm tired of advocating for the calendar. I'm tired of saying the calendar is your friend and you still have time. Technically you still do have a little bit of time, but I don't like the calendar. I don't like the Romans. They came up with the calendar, right? Augustus and them and Julius, they're like, let's name months after ourselves. Whatever. Screw you guys. Those months shouldn't even exist. I literally got broken by the lifelessness. Yeah. I mean, arms, legs.
You're literally broken.
The lifelessness of that bunch. It's freaking. It was miserable. And I know yesterday there was a walk-off walk, and I should have enjoyed that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
but I did not. I did not enjoy it.
Yesterday's game was, I mean, Shota was excellent.
Yes, he was.
Their offense was basically non-existent until the very end, which better late than never for yesterday. Vibes were good. You know, our guy Nico with the walk-off walk and wearing the gum bucket on his head and looking all goofy and dabbing after the double to right because he listens to Shane on where to go oppo.
And getting like four different things dumped on him during his post-game interview. There's a lot of water. There was something else that might have been Cheetos. I don't know. We'll ask him tomorrow.
It probably wasn't Cheetos.
You don't know that.
I thought it was Cheetos.
You don't know that, Danny.
Felt more likely to be bubble gum or maybe peanuts. I don't think it was Cheetos.
Something has felt broken.
Could have been Bugles.
Yeah, man. Cheetos famously circulating around an MLB dugout during a game there. You know, guys wiping off the Cheeto dust from their batting gloves before they're getting up there.
You see it all the time.
Licking their fingers at first base.
Delicious.
I think, if I'm honest with myself, I think something has felt broken with this bunch since it started to go bad. Since it started to go bad and it just kept staying bad and it kept decaying, and it's like, I don't think we've been hard enough on the manager. And it's weird because he's so clearly a smart guy and he's so clearly a decent guy, but it's like they fired a manager from and sent the team back out there pretty much as the same core, and it's failing, and looks like the team knows it's failing, and it's just everybody should be under the gun. This thing is ugly, and it wasn't supposed to be ugly, and it gives you big questions about team building and the smarts of the org and everything, and it all pisses me off, and I feel very broken by the entire experience.
I had no problem with the conversation about being harder on council. That's fine, and we'll have him on the show tomorrow from the field. But he's more proven than anyone on this team.
Sure, but the mix is what it's about.
Yeah, but it's not his mix. I would feel like, to me, this offense is not hitting. People are like, oh, we need to see this manager have more fire and get thrown out of the game on Friday for the ball being low in the strikes. I'm like, okay, does anyone think, honestly, that a couple more managerial ejections has this 48-53 team that much better?
No, not necessarily, but I do think, you know, whatever could have been done to get certain players in a better headspace where they might have better seasons would be good.
I understand that, but man, they are not hitting. And they brought back largely the same team, but they did add an all-star starting pitcher.
And they added a guy who's going to be top six in Rookie of the Year at first base. It's Dansby falling apart.
Right.
It's the catchers falling apart. It's Christopher Morel not taking a leap that he was supposed to take, that it has looked like maybe he would be taking. That is not happening. I disagree with the manager, you know, yelling at Jesse Rogers yesterday. I think
we'll get
he's
to that
wrong.
In just a couple minutes.
I think he's wrong about that. It's just this whole thing, just it feels freaking awful, and it annoys the hell out of me.
I think it should annoy the hell out of you. It annoys the hell out of me too. I think that this team has been ravaged by bullpen injuries, and its best players have been bad, or its supposed best players. Hap has come around, but before the year, give me the best players on the team. Bellinger, underperforming expectations. Dansby, underperforming expectations. Saya, underperforming expectations.
Yeah, but you have to scramble more. I don't feel like they've scrambled enough and given themselves an infusion. I mean,
you were calling for them to bench Hap, which would have been a scramble, and then he's been their best player, which has been rewarded by patience. You signed Dansby to a 7-year, $177 million contract. Where do you scramble away from Dansby? You gave Saya a 5-year, $85 million contract with $100 million total when you factor in the posting fee. Where do you scramble away from that? You just signed Bellinger. Where do you scramble away from that when he was as good as he was last year? Those guys are not guys you could scramble away from. They've been bad. They've just flatly been bad relative to expectations. And not scrambling away from Hap is the only thing that's kept this team afloat offensively for the last month, if you'd even argue that they're afloat. So I'm all for this team was constructed poorly, but that's a Jed thing. Council overachieves, generally speaking. This team was bad last year with the old manager. They're bad this year with that manager. That strikes me that maybe the team is bad.
They were bad in September.
They won 83 games.
With the old manager. They were also bad
during stretches during the season.
They
won 83 games.
Yeah, they had some moments. It shouldn't feel this lifeless. It shouldn't feel this lifeless, and that is something where you look at the atmosphere. There'll be a ton of coaching firings in the offseason, and he will get a chance to bring in his own mix. That I don't think that this mix of personalities is working. And it's not just that the guys expected to be good have been bad. It's never just that simple, because there are things you could do that they have not done, and they haven't done it well.
Well, let's talk about some of the specifics. Baseball coverage on the Score is presented by T-Mobile. Switch to T-Mobile and you can get tons of benefits and still save on every plan versus AT&T and Verizon. Use their savings calculator to find out how at T-Mobile.com/switch. And we got a cool prize for you today. Illinois Lottery is celebrating a huge milestone, its 50th anniversary. That's 50 years of playing, winning, and generating funding for good causes in Illinois. To kick off the 50th celebration, our friends at the Illinois Lottery are giving you a bundle of scratch-off tickets specially created to celebrate the lottery's 50th anniversary. Later in the show, when you hear this, be the sixth caller at 312-540-0670 for an Illinois Lottery prize pack. Yeah, Council went off on Jesse Rogers, and it felt like an eruption of frustration even after a win. And it was an interesting thing that we'll be able to, of course, do what we do with next on the Score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.